The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. For you are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give you. This is my command, to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. The obvious theme of our readings tonight, it's love, more love, and all you need is love. I feel like breaking into songs. Let's go. All you need is love. And if you hear this gospel several times, love, 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 and Father Tony this morning counted the word's name being repeated, love, 18 times, the gospel and the first reading. And thinking about this, why is Christ pushing this message of love? It's a commandment being taught by Jesus for us to do. The disciples experienced it with his own ministry. But thinking about this more and more also, in our second reading, John addressed this particular group of people or Christians, beloved. And thinking about this, and I made some research, why also Paul addressed the community, beloved. And I found out that Paul's experience of Christ knocked down from the horse is love. Anything that he experienced about Christ, he wants to share it to the new community. This is the reason why the address is beloved. Think about this. For those of you who are married or in a relationship, when you're courting your spouses, your beloved, what do? You pursue this person. I can't wait to see her. Where's the text? What's going on? My boyfriend is not texting me. It's a pursuit of love. Or if you're married, my husband is not texting me. What is he doing? Home Depot again? Pursue of love, pursue of relationship. We want it work. And that is actually what's happening in our gospel readings and the readings. And if you noticed, up here in the altar, we've been celebrating the first Eucharist or communion of our religious ed students. And yesterday, after the liturgy, here in the gathering area under the tree, one of the kids said to me, and he said, "Father, I didn't realize Jesus is crunchy." I could see the face of the parents, like really red, because what is this? He just received the communion and he's saying, "Jesus is crunchy?" The bread he's talking about, been waiting for years and years. And I like that comment, not being silly or whatsoever, because in his mind, in this kid's mind, his faith is so new, his faith is so fresh. Think about this. You heard it also in our readings today. Cornelius, one of the Roman centurion that Peter visited. He is an outsider, but yet he believed that Jesus is alive. I want you to use your imagination. If you are, or we are Christians, new Christians, the church is young. We just experienced Jesus' resurrection. Our faith is so young. But yet, for us, we call it cradle Catholics or adults. What happened in our lives? What happened in our faith that stains that faith? Why sometimes our faith is weak? It's because life is not perfect. And this is the reason why where love comes in. If faith without love is nothing, if you feel hopeful and without love, it's nothing. That's why faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of this is love. No matter what we experience in life, if you don't know how to love or doesn't know how to receive love, I think it's for us to experience Christ Himself alone. And we can do this. We can do this like what the disciples did. It's a trial and error of relationship. Like your own or our human relationships, it's a trial and error. It goes up, it goes down, but yet at the end of the day, we feel loved by that person. What I can offer you today for you to think about this week, think of those people that you really love most, your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, whoever that person be. And also think of those people that you don't, well, less love, the people that you don't like, because in a way, it goes hand in hand. We are created equal. And my last point for this reflection, and we heard this in our readings today, God loves us with no partiality, just like what happened in Cornelius, to Cornelius. He received God's love. All we have to do is receive this love because we are loved. So at this point of our liturgy, we have a little video. I think the screen is coming down. I think so. There you go. Without love, faith is nothing. Without love, hope is nothing. Faith, hope, and love goes hand in hand so that it forms a unifying factor in our lives to move forward courageously in the life of Christ.
We already know Holy Family is a great parish, but times are changing fast. If we're going to continue to be an inviting, welcoming, thriving, and dynamic parish, we need to look at new ways to do this. The leadership of Holy Family Church is excited to introduce our pastoral goals for the next 5 years. The new goals build on our 2010 pastoral plan, and they identify three overarching ways to keep Holy Family a welcoming community of faith. Our first goal speaks to faith and ways in which we can build our own personal faith by deepening our spiritual connection to Jesus Christ.
Faith is believing in something that is sometimes hard to believe in.
I believe in God. And the reason why I believe in God, I'm Catholic, I got baptized, I do religion.
It's not a one and done, it's an ongoing faith journey. And that's one of the key strategies that we talk about in the pastoral plan, is how do we create those opportunities regardless of where you are in life.
Jesus has given his life for us.
Our second goal speaks to hope and the importance of proclaiming hope by reaching out to those who are seeking a spiritual home in the Catholic Church.
I'm hopeful for to get good grades.
At the end of Mass, the priest always says, go now and forever spread the word. And our job right then begins. Our hope is to spread the word of God everywhere. Once we see the word of God at Mass, we're supposed to spread everywhere. And that's the hope that we all receive from what we learn at Mass.
I mean, I hope for good health and good grades and all that kind of stuff, and I also hope for good health of other people, whether it's like mental health or physical health or spiritual health.
Seeing the faith of others, I think that it restores our faith and reinvigorates our faith and gives us hope for the future.
That everybody's safe all the time and that countries with war don't have war anymore.
Hope is something that I want my children to discover in their daily lives. In this busy world with all the things that we have to do, there's something so valuable about slowing down and being a part of a community. Every day, I want my children to wake up and know that they have the ability to make a difference in the world, to discover that they can share their resources, they can share their talents, that they can be part of something bigger. Here at Holy Family, as a family, we discover this together. My children know that they're a part of something where there's unconditional love, where they feel God's unconditional love, where they can embrace, be a part of something, reach out as a community, and make a difference in their world. This hope is found here at Holy Family.
And finally, our third goal focuses on love and serving one another as disciples of Jesus Christ, with a special emphasis on reaching out to those who are marginalized in our society.
Like I said, I play sports, and the best way to express love is by not excluding.
Love means
caring about other people.
Yes, caring about other people.
St. Paul talks about the virtues, and he says, there remain faith, hope, and charity, or love. And of course, the greatest of these is love.
I love God because I believe in Him, mm-hmm. and I pray to Him mm-hmm. every night.
There are many in our community, I myself, who feel abundantly blessed. We feel God's presence in our lives. We walk in gratitude for the many ways in which we are graced in the journey of life. And for us, perhaps faith, hope, and love has a meaning in discipleship, to share, to strengthen others, to carry the burdens that belong to others, to celebrate, to give thanks, to sing and praise God in the manner in which we live.
Love is for me, like, caring about like my family, staying next to my parents, mm-hmm. and giving them kisses when I'm going to school.
While our new pastoral goals embrace people at all ages and stages of life, we're especially interested in ways to engage young people and young families in the life of our faith and community. We want to maintain the richness and tradition of our community of faith, and at the same time, find new ways of reaching out to younger generations that speak to their life experience. We invite each one of you to be part of making our pastoral goals a reality. Faith, hope, and love. That's the essence of our Catholic faith and the essence of our identity as we move forward to embrace the challenges of this exciting era in which we live. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, hope, and love.
I believe that all of Jesus' miracles, all of God's miracles that He did for His Son to do, I think they're all believed because they're in the Bible.
Of our pastoral plan is to each and every one of us here, in fact, each and every one of us in our entire parish, to deepen our own personal faith, to extend our faith to those around us who might be searching for meaning or who might have fallen away from their Catholic faith, and of course, to carry our faith forward into the world through service and love of one another. So of course, we're already doing that in wonderful, vibrant ways at Holy Family, but as I said in the video, we're looking to do this in new, creative ways to engage each one of us in this journey in a reinvigorated way. So there'll be a group of us outside in the gathering area after Mass to answer any questions that you might have about the pastoral plan. On your way out, please get one of these brochures, which explains the plan in a lot more detail. And we're there to answer your questions, talk about how you might want to get involved over the coming months. And we have some refreshments for you. So we hope to see you in the gathering area after Mass. Thank you.